Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast, and welcome back to our Consistency 365 miniseries. I'm Elizabeth Benton. These are short episodes that air daily in between our Monday and Saturday full-length episodes, all about consistency and the barriers to consistency. And one of the big barriers to consistency for a lot of people is our emotions. Emotions are not bad. However, it's important to realize that a lot of times when we are in our feelings, when we are seeing something through the lens of our emotion, we're not inviting our logical reasoning to the conversation. We are rolling with our emotional processing, and that can lead to decisions that maybe are not in our best interest or are not aligned with our goals or both. So one challenge that I want to give you is get to the drama-free, logical version of the story as soon as possible. Practice this. It is perfectly okay to recognize that you are frustrated or you are overwhelmed or you are angry or sad or hurt. But as a practice in improving this skill, challenge yourself to get to the logical side as soon as you can. The emotional side of your brain can't compete with the logical side. But the reason that the emotional reasoning wins so often when we're making decisions is that we're just not inviting our logic and our reasoning to the conversation. It's not that emotions are bad, and it's not that we want to shut them off or shut them down, but we want to get really good at getting to the drama-free version of the story, getting to the logical and linear version of the story as fast as we can. One of the questions that I use to do this, to break free from my emotional perspective about how I feel about something, to the drama-free version is to say, what is the difference between what actually happened and how I feel about what happened? Not surprisingly, one of the most common places that I have daily to practice this is in my relationship with my husband. A lot of times I see things and I perceive and interpret things through the lens of how I feel about what he said versus just objectively what he said. So the question that I ask myself, what is the difference between what actually happened, the facts, and my interpretation of what happened, what I think it means? What is the difference between what actually happened and how I feel about what happened? We will make better decisions when we can get to the drama-free, logical version of events, linear version of events, emotion-free version of events faster. I still want you to honor and acknowledge and respect your emotions, but the ability to differentiate between what happened, facts, and how you feel about what happened or how you're interpreting what happened is a game changer. The emotional side of your brain can't compete with the logical side, so get to that drama-free version of the story as soon as possible.